Tonight, Christchurch's Bread and Circus Buskers Festival is swinging into action, and it's promising to lure the biggest crowds to the central city since pre-earthquake times. But organisers admit the festival hasn't escaped its dire financial past, despite new management and a rebrand as the Bread and Circus Festival last year. And it will still be running at a loss until about 2022. Katie Todd reports.
The grand Spiegel tent is parked up in central Christchurch, and it's all go for the three-week showbiz extravaganza. It's the 26th iteration of the Buskers Festival, and in this tent and 11 other venues, performers will serve up a veritable feast of music, magic, food and comedy to an expected 200,000 punters. On this year's billing are Kiwi comedians Di Henwood, Melanie Bracewell and Cal Wilson, and musicians the Modern Māori Quartet. There's an international team of cabaret performers, Blanc de Blanc, a Guinness World Record-holding magician who calls himself the Lord of the Bubbles, and UK comedic duo Flo and Joan.
She was Linda the bilingual, lowbrow, lemon-loving, loose-lipped, lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods.
The festival's organisers hope to cash in on a 48% increase in casual mall foot traffic in the central city over the past year, and a 10% increase in central city spending, while also doing their bit to bolster Christchurch's vibrancy. Scott Maidment is the director who took over last year and upsized the festival from 10 days to 3 weeks, and he's thrilled with how this year's event is shaping up.
People are lining up at the box office to buy tickets, and it's an exciting atmosphere.
But organisers also face the task of freeing the festival from its deep financial woes. It had to be bailed out by ratepayers after losing $150,000 in 2016, then $160,000 in 2017, and about $33,000 in 2018. Mr. Maidment won't admit the exact figure lost last year, but admits it could take a while to get the festival back out of the red.
Look, we kind of anticipated a loss. It's a substantial amount, but I guess one of the things is that it's part of the strategy. You know, it wasn't any more than we kind of anticipated. We're producing these types of festivals all around the world, and, you know, it is a risky business, but here in Christchurch, people are turning up and loving it.
Joanna Norris, who's chief executive of Christchurch City Council's tourism arm Christchurch NZ, says it's important the festival continues and cements its place in the city's calendar.
It brings enormous vibrancy, excitement and energy to the city. It's a real sign of the new Christchurch. We've come alive, and we want to make sure that that's sustained and maintained because it's a great event.
Among performers, the festival's hailed as an opportunity to step up their game and be part of something special. Shay Hooray's hosting the Palava Grand Show, and he's very excited about who's coming together for it.
Amazing celebrities from past and present. We've got Di Henwood from 7 Days, Deacon the Vampire from What We Do in the Shadows, and the Daredevil Chicken Club from the US of A.
Also among them is Peter Rowley, who wrote and directed the Billy T. James Show.
I'm just really excited about it because it's spectacular. It's a spectacular venue, and we just saw a little bit of what's going to be on here, and they're just amazing, the sort of burlesque show and the singers. It's just incredible, and I'm so privileged to be a part of it.
The Bread and Circus Buskers Festival runs until February 16, with timetables and ticketing information available online. Scott Maidment says planning's already underway for next year's event. In Christchurch, for Checkpoint, call Katie Todd, TNA.